Hey, how you doing? This is Pete Nero. Excuse me, Pete Nero, and welcome to Rants from Hell, another brain crack. Anyway, here we are. I'm having a cold coffee here, and oh my God, excuse me. Here I am. I wanted to talk about something, a topic I've talked about before. I call it Fucking Horrible Customer Service. I know, very tasteful title. I've talked about this before and in different kind of manifestations of it, but I wanted to kind of do it again. Horrible customer service. Customer service is always, you know, it's always been the way that it is. I mean, maybe before it used to be a bit better. I mean, I'm talking about everything across the board. Stuff you buy, services, whatever. But these days, even though there's technology and there's this and there's that, and, you know, people have streamlined businesses and companies, a lot of customer service is still fucking atrocious. And I realize that nobody's perfect, and I realize that these companies have a lot on their plate and whatnot, but maybe sometimes, I don't know, it's sometimes their processes suck, or they just have employees, God bless them, who just don't give a shit, or maybe they're incompetent. I know, you can hate me if you want, I don't give a fuck. Maybe I'll be speaking more my mind these days because I'm being too nice. But yes, customer service. I mean, I've heard horrible stories from everybody, even on the radio. You know, once in a while I listen to like the Howard Stern show, and it's funny, he keeps talking about the same thing about his his TV stereo setup at his house, and it's been for like, I don't know how long, a year or longer. The guy can't sit there and turn on his TV and watch a fucking movie because either the sound goes out or the TV goes out, and he must have like a huge, elaborate, expensive system, and he keeps having service people come over to fix it because it goes out. Like, I mean, the guy is worth $1 trillion, man. If Howard Stern can't get good customer service and get a product and service to work properly, and they can't figure it out for a long time, I think the rest of us are fucked. I think we are. For example, I don't know if it's a curse. Maybe I need to do like a malocchio, like the Italian. I need to do like a spell to lift a curse that I have on me or something, because God forbid that I go buy something, order something, pay for a service, do that. No, eight and a half times out of 10, I have to fuck around and go back and get it fixed and go there again and go back and get it fixed and go there again. You know what? That's why I don't even want to leave the fucking house anymore, because I'm you know, oh my God. For example, years ago, this is when I first got married, actually. You know, we ordered a whole bunch of furniture. I'm not going to say from who, and it doesn't fucking matter anyway. But I ordered a whole bunch of furniture, you know, bed and table and this and that, you know, because we just got married. We were furnishing our condo. So I decided to order a nice, you know, fancy wooden bed, you know, big wide bed, nice frame and this and that. So they delivered the thing. It took like, 2 or 3 months to deliver it, first of all, because they said it was all custom order. What custom order? The shit was sitting in their fucking showroom. So we just picked out something and, you know, I'll buy this. You got to order it? Fine. So it takes months to come. When it finally comes, these delivery guys, I guess, whatever you want to call them, these guys are coming over. They're banging stuff around. You know, the furniture is in boxes and it was all taken apart, you know, like, my bed. They take the bed out of the box. It's a wooden frame bed with like, you know, really wide runners. And anyway, so this bed is fucking destroyed. It's got chips in it. It's warped in certain spots. The wood has like fucking, you know, it's supposed to be a nice wood, like, real wood panels or whatever you want to call it. But this has, you know, when you get the knot in the wood, the round dark thing, it's natural in wood, but for some reason this thing was full of fucking knots. It looked horrible. It looked like a fucking Dalmatian dog, man. It had spots everywhere. It was cracked everywhere, warped everywhere. this guy is pulling it apart out of the box in the hallway of my condo building. It's like, gee, oh, fuck's sake. So I refused to accept it. I said, no, take it back. This is fucking destroyed. It's like, what is it, $2,000 bed or something. So they take it back and say, okay, call customer service and have them resend you another one, right? Okay, so I go through this process. I call customer service. Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? The bed was destroyed, man. It didn't look at all like what the one I saw in the display in the showroom there. But, this was broken. That's cracked. It was just poor quality and it was damaged. Okay, sir, we're going to do the paperwork and send you off another one. Okay, I don't know what paper. Just, he took it back, send another one over. What's the big deal? Dude, I wait, and it's a good thing that I had another old shitty bed. I waited for months. They pulled my dick for months. I kept calling almost every day. Hi, yeah, this is Pete, and just wondering what's going on. You know, like I haven't heard anything about my replacement bed. And they kept like brushing me off. Like, yeah, it's coming. We have to order it from, like, where the fuck are you ordering this bed from? You're a big furniture company. You must have stock somewhere. Don't you have stock in your warehouse or something? No, it's coming from here. Coming like, so what the fuck did I order? It's like as if I ordered this super custom rare bed that, you know, my God, just give me another fucking bed that's not destroyed. Otherwise, I'll just go to the fucking thrift store and get one there if I'm going to buy one that looks used and fucking destroyed. Dude, they kept pulling my dick for months. They're going to say, well, you know, you have to follow up. I followed up every week, possibly like every second or third day. Because what am I going to do? I'm going to sit there and call them every fucking day? And they get more agitated and more aggravated. And every time I call, I'm talking to a different person. It's like, you know, listen, you know, five, six months went by before anything at all happened. And it's like, you know, listen, this is ridiculous. Like, either just give me my fucking money back. Oh, no, we can't do that, sir. There's no refunds. Sure. Well, then where's my fucking bed? There's no refunds. Plus, you have to wait. We have to order it. What do you mean you have to order it? Anyway, you see what I'm doing here? You see how you must be getting irritated just listening to me go tell you this story in rotational turns here. Anyway, to make a fucking long, hideous, atrocious, painful story shorter, they finally... You know, finally I lost it one day and, you know, I escalated before to the manager and the sales manager and to this manager. Oh, yes, sir. We escalated it, this and that. It's like, you know, I'm not waiting a year for this fucking bed. Either send it in the next couple days or give him my fucking money back. These guys are freaking out. It's, you know, sir, you know, it's actually your fault because you shouldn't have waited this long to... follow up and to, you know, let us know that what this is. Are you fucking kidding me? After all this, it's my fault that this is taking this long? I said, dude, I've been calling you almost every fucking day for 6 months and you guys are pulling my fucking cock. This and that and the other. And you're, see, I'm getting fucking indigestion just thinking about it. So, horrible customer service, horrible, I don't know what's going on over there. They're fucking me around, pulling my dick, giving me the runaround, and at the end, they're telling me that it's my fucking fault, that I should have done more and escalated it more and not let it get to 6 months. I guess I am the fucking idiot, because there's no way that I should have waited that long. I said, you know what, what am I supposed to do? Get in my fucking car and drive to the store and drive through their fucking showroom and like vandalize the whole place? Like, unbelievable. I finally ended up just saying, you know what? Listen, let me talk to your regional manager. I don't want the bed anymore. I demand a refund. Do it now, or I will contact the Better Business Bureau or whatever. I'll just, I don't know what it is. It was on my credit card. I should have just contacted my fucking credit card company and told them, you know, to, anyway. So there's that story. Yeah, this may be a long one today. There's that story. Oh my God. You know, listen, I realize that shit happens. I realize that some people, you know, but I mean, when you're a customer, it shouldn't be that ridiculous. It shouldn't take that long. I mean, 6-7 months and I still have, there's no light at the end of the tunnel where this, the status of this $2,000 fucking wooden bed is. I should have said, you know what? Just give me the fucking one you have in the showroom. I don't give a shit. That's what I should have said. Anyway. And then there was there was many situations. Like I said, I think I'm cursed. I have fucking volumes of this shit. Another situation. My cell phone. I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody else. There was for like over a year that my cell phone was not, it was not answering calls randomly. For example, the phone's on, it's on standby, it's charged, it's fine, it works. And people are calling me. The phone isn't ringing. It's going directly to voicemail. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm missing calls all over the place. And at the end of the day, I have like 10 voicemails. Hey, Pete, where the fuck are you, man? I'm calling you. You know, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't know if this is a common thing, if you guys have ever had this happen. But I did an experiment one time. I had my friend right beside me. And I said, you know, give me a call right now. I'm staring at my phone. He's calling me. Phone's not ringing. His call goes directly to my voicemail. I can hear my outgoing message through his phone. What the fuck? So there's problem there. And this happened with several handsets, several phones. It wasn't the one phone. I changed my phone, bought another phone, whatever. So, I mean, God forbid that there's an emergency, right? And somebody's trying to get a hold of me and my phone is not ringing. It's going directly to voicemail. And if I don't look at my phone for hours or at the end of the day, it's a problem. So I'm calling my phone company to ask them what the motherfuck is going on here. And they have no idea. Well, sir, did you try this? Did you? Yes, I tried everything. I tried all kinds of troubleshooting. You know, the phone, if I were to call out, it works fine. And sometimes people would get through, but it was like for several months where, I mean, you had to keep calling me. You had to call me once or twice or three times to finally let the call go through and not go to voicemail. And I didn't fuck around with any settings. I didn't do any fancy settings. I didn't, forwarding. I didn't do any of that stuff. Any of that stuff. Fuck, man, I bought a new phone. I left it all on default settings. Didn't even touch the fucking thing. And the same thing happened. It was my SIM card. You know, like it didn't matter the handset. It was like just my account, my line, my phone line. And I'm on the phone. I'm calling my phone company asking them what the fuck. This is unacceptable. Dude, I had a day off one time. I'm on the phone for 3 hours with customer service with seven. I'm not exaggerating. Usually I like to exaggerate. You know, it's part of the comedy timing. I'm not exaggerating. I'm on the phone for 3 hours or better with seven people or so. One day on my day off, I decide, you know what? I have nothing to do today. I have a day off. I'm going to sit here in my fucking underwear on the phone with my phone company to find out exactly what the motherfuck cocksuck is happening here. They couldn't figure it out. None. They couldn't. They're talking to this guy and they're talking to IT and the technical guys and they're talking to like, and then I can hear them talking to each other. There was like seven people on the phone while I'm talking to, it was like we're having a round table here. Anyway, to make another horrible, painful story, long story short, They didn't figure out, they had no idea what it was. They couldn't figure it out. They didn't fix it. A couple weeks later, it kind of fixed itself and hasn't happened since. So I don't know if I had some fucking horrible spell or some demon was fucking with my phone, or it was my... I was almost tempted just to change my phone number. But I mean, you know, I've had the phone number for years, decades actually. And like, I'm not going to change my phone number and then have to fuck around contacting everybody I know and you know, everybody else to change. You know, it's just a hassle. It's a hassle. So, oh my God. I don't know. Has that ever happened to you guys? Have you ever had this phantom phone thing where, you know, it does not ring. It goes directly. Maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know. I guess. But it wasn't me. I didn't do anything to these phones to make it do that. And then on the same kind of note, this is years before, this is a long time before, before I was even married, actually. I'm always having problems with fucking cable companies and telecommunications. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my, I don't know, maybe I have this aura about me that fucks up electronics. My cable company, I had a landline. This is years ago, back in the 90s, actually. I had a landline and I had cable TV. And everything kept going down, kind of like Howard Stern, I guess. My cable would go down, my landline would go completely dead, and I had to call customer service over and over and over again to find out why this happened. And you know, it would go down for like a week. No phone, no cable, no nothing. For a week, the fucking shit is down. And they can't figure out what it is either. And then, well, sir, you know, we'll give you a credit, you know, we'll give you the whole month free. You know what? I appreciate that, but that's not what I'm looking for. I want fucking service, you know? Like, I need my phone. I'm paying for cable. I'm saying, you know what I mean? At the end, I'm not really sure what the hell it was, but... Oh, wait a minute. Let me refresh my memory here. I think I actually moved. This problem continued. A couple months later, I actually moved anyway to another apartment, but oh my God. But I mean, if you're running a telecommunications company or a cable company, like, okay, I understand. Shit goes down, stuff happens, right? And I have patience. Dude, I've been told from people I have too much patience. Maybe that's what it is. When I'm on the phone and I'm like, hi, yeah, this is Peter. Can you, I don't have a sense of urgency in my voice. And these guys, my complaint or it goes to the bottom, you know, oh, fuck it. It's just this guy. Put him in the bottom. We'll deal with the others who are yelling, screaming and swearing. Oh my God, man. I don't understand. But cable companies, phone companies, internet companies, it was a fucking nightmare, man. It's amazing. And then recently now, it's happened again. I had a little bit of grace with this kind of shit happening for a couple years. And now, recently, because of this lockdown and pandemic fucking garbage over here, I decided to order a freezer, a chest freezer for my house, right? Just so I can store food, frozen food. And, you know, the freezer in my fridge was, you know, it's too small. You want to buy like a, you know, a frozen turkey or a frozen chicken or that kind of stuff. And so you can keep it for months. You know, I decided, the wife and I decided, let's buy another freezer. We'll put it in the kitchen or the living room, whatever. And then we can put the food in there and kind of stockpile stuff, right? So, and again, I'm not going to mention who I ordered it from, but this freezer comes. they you know, they bring it in, the delivery guys, they unpack it. And, you know, we put it in the corner there. I didn't really take a good look at it because we're chatting with the guys. And then when they leave, I'm looking at this freezer, plugging it in, trying to get it ready. And on one side, it's like, it's like fucking dented in, like the whole corner was dented in, the rear corner. What I'm thinking was, is that when they grabbed this box with a forklift or whatever out of the warehouse, it must have dropped because I took a better look at the box. So the bottom of the box is fucking trashed. The whole corner of this freezer is dented in like somebody kicked it in. And again, like, you know, I don't know if it worked or not, But I'm thinking, like, this is, I'm not keeping this, man. Like, it's like a $300 freezer. If I wanted to buy something that's fucking dented and looks used and destroyed, again, I'll go to a used shop and I'll buy something there. But why am I going to buy a brand new item, a brand new appliance, and the thing's fucking destroyed? So this one is still in the works. So I contacted these guys, told them what happened. I said, listen, come pick this freezer back up again and please credit my account because, you know, I wanted to buy it just somewhere else. I'm not doing this shit again. That was 3 months ago. And again, I keep calling. My wife keeps calling. I keep calling. My wife keeps calling. Hello. Yes. Can you please come pick this motherfucker up and credit our account? Oh, yeah. We have to escalate it. Why do they have to escalate shit all the time? Isn't this, it's like I'm asking you for something out of the ordinary. What do you have to escalate? You're a company. You sell shit. You deliver shit. It's broken. It doesn't work. Whatever reason, the customer doesn't want it. Come pick it up again. Take it back. You guys get your credit from the manufacturer that you bought it from, and I get my money back. What is the big fucking deal with that? I don't understand. See, I'm losing my patience even just talking about it. So I'm storing stock for a major retailer in my fucking house. I had to buy another freezer, which was fine, looked fine, it's working fine. It's full of frozen fish and chicken. And I still have this boxed up, destroyed fucking brand new freezer that every time I call, they keep escalating it. Okay, we'll have to escalate it. How many fucking, who are you going to escalate it to? Who are you going to escalate it to? I think my wife finally freaked out one day and got on the phone with them. And I think my wife finally got a credit. The freezer is still there. You know what? We're going to pick it up. When we can, when we feel like it, when the escalation. But you know what? We'll give you a credit. And sure enough, we checked and our credit card was credited again. So now I'm sitting with, does anybody want a used fucking dented in freezer?